Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, when you think of riding in a cable car, does it sound like a fun activity or just a mode of transportation? Well, the name of our lesson today is cable car rides. For many people, cable cars are a special experience. For others, it's like taking a bus or the MRT. They do it every day. Well, today we'll learn about three famous cable cars that locals take every day. Let's see if I can get this name correct. The Mitrafelico in Bolivia, the Roosevelt Island Tram in New York, and one many of you have ridden before, that's right, the Maokong Gondola in Taipei. All right, friends, let's learn about these cable cars in our lesson. Let's begin right now.
Cable car rides. These cable cars mostly carry local commuters, but are also splendid rides on their own. South America. About 60,000 people ride the three cable car lines in La Paz, Bolivia, each day. They offer 10 kilometers of service and are considered the largest urban cable car network. In development are another 6 lines, which will provide a 20-kilometer upgrade to the Mi Teleférico transit network.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 splendid 这个形容词。Splendid 是指极好的、华丽的或者是壮丽的。例如 ,we had a splendid time in Bali. 我们去巴厘岛的时候玩得非常开心。或者是 the cruise offers splendid food and entertainment on board. 这艘游轮上提供美味的佳肴以及最棒的娱乐节目。Splendid 也指光彩的或者是灿烂的。例如 ,the actress looked splendid in her evening gown.这位女演员穿着这套礼服看起来光彩夺目。继续我们看的是 upgrade 这个名词。upgrade 是指升等。例如 ,the passenger got a free upgrade to business class because the flight was overbooked. 因为这班班机超额售票，所以这名乘客免费升等到商务舱。upgrade 也指版本的升级。例如 ,the upgrade to the latest version costs $250 US.要升级到最新版本要花250块美金。Upgrade 也可以当动词，例如 The system is being upgraded now. 这个系统目前正在更新。
Yes, yes. So, cable cars do serve many purposes. Of course, you can go on them just for fun, or maybe they serve as part of your transportation. Every day you need to ride a cable car,to get from home to work or to get from home to school.
And actually, that is what we're going to be talking about a little bit today. Well, we read, these cable cars mostly carry local commuters, but are also splendid rides on their own. Wait, what cable cars are they talking about?
Cable cars.
Right.
Right, so the cable cars in today's lesson, yes?
There we go.
The ones we'll learn about in South America, North America, and in Asia. But let's take a look at that phrase at the end of this sentence. They're splendid rides on their own. Usually when I use this sentence, I'm talking about maybe doing something by myself. For example, I went on a bike ride on my own. I didn't go with other people. I went on my own.But it's used a little differently in our lesson, right, Rebecca?
It is actually used a little bit differently. Here are a few other example sentences as to how you can use this phrase. It's great to read for school. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, when I was in college, I had to do a lot of reading. However, reading on my own is even better. That means that I get to choose my own books or the books that I want to read, not what my teacher assigns me.
Right, it's good to read for the purpose of getting good grades in class, but reading is good recreation on its own or by itself. Even without the purpose of getting good grades, it's still a good thing to do.
Exactly. Here's another example. Peggy likes to play piano for chapel every day, but she actually prefers playing on her own, meaning that she doesn't mind playing for other people, but it's actually something she enjoys more when she can just be in her own home playing the piano.
And of course, cable cars have a great purpose. They can serve to carry commuters to and from work or school, but they have another purpose. They could just be great rides on their own. All right, well, let's learn about something in South America here. About 60,000 people ride the three cable car lines in La Paz, Bolivia, each day. And that is a lot of people that are not just riding a cable car for fun.
Wow, that is a lot of people. They offer 10 kilometers of service and are considered the largest urban cable car network. Well, I could see why if 60,000 people are riding this cable car every single day.
And, Rebecca, as you can see from that photo, man, this looks amazing. I would definitely ride in this cable car just for fun, not just to get from work or to school or anything like that, but this looks amazing.
It definitely does. Now, in the lesson, we already learned that there are currently three cable car lines. Mm-hmm. However, our lesson says in development are another six lines, which will provide a 20-kilometer upgrade to the Teleférico transit network.
Not bad. How's your Spanish, Rebecca?
Well, you know, I've never studied Spanish, but I learn a few words here and there.
Nice. Yeah, the Teleférico transit network. Yeah, I think Spanish is a fun language, too. Aside from Chinese, that is the next language I would want to master.
Seriously?
Yes.
Have you studied Spanish yet?
Yes, I have a couple of semesters in high school, but not enough. Me llamo Gabriel.
Oh, your name is Gabriel.
You got that right,
oh,
Rebecca.
Oh, I got it. Oops, we missed our high five.
Oh,
no problem.
Right.
We'll practice that later.
I guess my Spanish wasn't good enough for a real high five from Rebecca. But we do want to talk about this phrase, Rebecca.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
I know. This phrase is in development. Our conversation, our lesson is in development right now, friends. And of course, in development are these other six lines in Bolivia.
Yes, exactly. So let's think of some other ways to use this phrase. Well, you know, back in North Carolina, that's where my parents live. And they actually live in a nice neighborhood. However, right next to their neighborhood, they're building more houses, a lot more houses. So we could say this new neighborhood is in development. It's in the process of being built and developed.
You know, I just moved to a new place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and there's no parking anywhere near our apartment.
Oh, so sorry.
There's a parking lot near the Nehu MRT station, but this parking lot is in development. It's not finished yet. They've been working on it for many years. A long time. They should be finished it by now. So if you know anybody who's in charge of that project, please tell them to finish developing this parking lot so that people can actually park their cars there.
So where do you park?
Sometimes we have to find a place a 10-minute walk away to park the car just so that we could not park illegally.
Oh, well, that's not a bad thing because then you get some exercise in as you walk home.
Yes, yes, of course. Exercise is good. Well, friends, you see this phrase, and we've used it different times. Use this phrase in development sometime today.
Hey, Gabe, do you like using the microwave?
Microwave.
Are there any, like, particular microwavable phrases that you enjoy using?
What are you talking about, Rebecca?
Well, this reminds me of what we're going to learn in the
InfoCloud. There you are.
Hello, friends. I'm sure many of you use a microwave oven. You probably use it because it's very convenient.
Since it's so convenient, people often say throw something in the microwave. Let's say you have some leftovers you'd like to heat up. You can just throw them in the microwave.
Now, even though people say throw, they still gently open the oven door, place the food inside, and close it. Throw is used because it gives the impression that it's a very easy thing to do.
While we're on the subject of microwave, there's also a slang expression that refers to cooking something in the microwave. Nuke it.
If I can't finish my dinner at a restaurant, I just take it home and nuke it when I want to eat it.
Good example. Nuke is the shortened form of nuclear. The idea behind this expression is that the power generated by a microwave oven is like the enormous heat of a nuclear explosion. Of course, there's no comparison between the two, but people just find it amusing when they use this expression to talk about heating up food in a microwave.
微波炉的英文名称是 microwave oven， 但一般的美国人会将它简称为 microwave。 比如说 ，put the fish in the microwave， 把鱼放到微波炉里。若是要讲的比较口语一点，动词可以改用 throw the fish in the microwave， 把鱼丢进微波炉里。还有一个更口语的俚语讲法 ，nuke 来自 nuclear， 也就是核子武器，核能的。 几十年前，当微波炉刚问世的时候，美国人觉得这个东西太神奇了，就把微波炉加热的功能比喻为核子弹爆炸产生的热量。这个当然是很夸张的形容，但久而久之 ，nuke it 就成为微波炉加热的俚语。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. If you love cable car rides, then travel to La Paz, Bolivia in South America, where there is the largest cable car network in the world. Or it's the largest urban cable car network. It's called Mi Teleférico, and there are 60,000 people who ride that cable car every day. Well, there are cable cars in South America and North America and all around the world. Let's continue learning about one in New York right now.
Cable car rides. North America. More than 26 million passengers have used the Roosevelt Island tram since it opened in 1976. Each car accommodates 125 people. Trips from Manhattan to Roosevelt Island take only 4 minutes. Asia. Taipei Metro offers cable car service to the Maokong Mountain area in Muja on the Maokong Gondola. The Maokong area is noted for tea farming, and the local tea houses are popular destinations not only for locals but also for visitors.
Alright, 接下来我们看 accommodate 这个动词。 Accommodate 在这里是指容纳， 例如 the ballroom can accommodate over 300 guests， 这个宴会厅可以容纳超过 300位宾客。 Accommodate 也只提供住宿， 例如 there weren't enough rooms in the hotel to accommodate such a big group， 这家旅馆没有足够的房间可以让这么大的团体来住宿。 Accommodate 也可以只提供方便或便利， 例如 this restaurant does a good job accommodating the physically challenged， 这家餐厅为身障者考虑得非常周详。 最后我们看的是 destination 这个名词， D-E 这个字首有离开的意思， 所以 destination 是指目的地或终点。 例如 the final destination of this flight is Seattle， 这个航班的终点站是西雅图， 或者是 Maui is a very popular destination for many honeymooners， 贸易岛是许多蜜月夫妻们很喜欢度假的圣地， 或者是 The parcel was lost during shipment and never reached its destination. 这个包裹在运送过程中被遗失了，从未抵达目的地。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So this next section is called North America. We've already talked about a tram in South America, so time to go to North America. We read more than 26 million passengers have used the Roosevelt Island tram since it opened in 1976. That's a lot of passengers.
It's been open for a long time, and as you can see, it goes right through the city. You can see all the traffic beneath you as you're riding in this cable car. Each car accommodates 125 people. You know, this looks like a really small car, though. I'm having a hard time imagining 125 people sitting in that cable car.
Well, our lesson says that it accommodates 125 people. I don't know if that necessarily means that 125 people are on the car every time it goes.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, right. Yeah, so it can fit. There's enough room for 125 people, but probably not every time it's operating. It's full, right? So let's talk about that word accommodate. That means that it provides enough space for something.
So there are different ways that we can use this word. For example, you could say the boat can accommodate about 5 people. Make sure you don't put more than 5 people on the boat. Or, you know the University Liberty?
Yes.
It's in Virginia, which is in the United States. Liberty University can accommodate thousands of students on their campus. It's a pretty big university.
Well, my scooter can only accommodate 2 people, so don't try to put any more on the back of my scooter. Okay, so let's go on to Asia now. We're learning about Mao Kong, and if you live in Taipei or you've visited Taipei, maybe you've taken a ride on the Mao Kong gondola or the Mao Kong cable car. In this area, we read here a couple of sentences in that it's noted for tea farming. It's noted for this. That means it's known for. Maybe the tea farming has made this place famous.
So, for example, you could say, Tom is noted for his amazing pies and cakes. Or there's this restaurant that is noted for its very special coffee. It's a great phrase for you to know, so practice using it.
And Rebecca, Studio Classroom is noted for some pretty fun features like the SC Challenge.
Yes!
Booyah! And we are noted for our weird movements. All right, friends, it is time for the SC Challenge again. Simon, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's always nice to be challenged.
Well, I don't know how much of a challenge this question is. It's pretty simple. Now, if I were to make a gondola ride from the top of 101 down to Danshui, would you ride in this gondola?
I have always liked boats.
What?
And I've always liked those guys that push the boats along while singing songs.
Wait.
But I don't think there's a river from Taipei 101 to Danshui, Gabe.
Simon, you're thinking about the wrong kind of gondola.
You mean a cable car.
Yes, a cable car, but some cable cars are called gondolas. I'm sorry, I should have said cable car. Would you ride in a cable car I designed from the top of 101? Wouldn't that be so cool? Top of 101.
I would, but I'm afraid it would hit the mountains in Yanmingshan.
Really? Maybe... Yeah, actually, maybe I need to think through this plan a little more carefully.
Okay.
Simon, here, how about this? Let's play a game.
Okay.
Make me guess. Okay, so the category is transportation. You think of something, a kind of transportation. Describe it for me, for us.
Okay,
and
okay.
And then we have to guess what you're describing.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. Are you ready? Okay, I think that was a nod. All right, here we
go,
Simon.
Clue number one.
Uh-huh.
It moves, but I don't own one.
A snail.
It moves,
no. But I don't own one.
No. Guess again.
It moves, but it's like a, so like a bus? A bus? You don't own a bus, do you?
No, it's not a bus.
It's not a bus. It's not a taxi.
Do you want another clue?
Can you give me another clue?
It moves, over water, but I don't own one.
Moves over water, but so it's a boat.
No, over water, Gabe, not through the water or in the water.
Uh-huh. An airplane. Is that right?
How did you know?
Well,
that's amazing.
Well, you know.
That was only three guesses.
It's just because I'm just that smart, Simon.
Wow.
Well, thanks for joining us today for the Essay Challenge, where everybody is left feeling great about themselves. And friends, we'll see you next time.
Well, here I am at the travel agency. Let's do this.
Do what?
Well, travel by sky car.
Sky car? Oh, you mean cable car or aerial tram.
Yes. I've always wanted to fly up a mountain on one or across the water.
Okay, well then, here are a few you can try.
Great. Well, I want to feel the wind on my face as I zoom up on a mountain.
Oh, then the world's first open-top cable car is the one for you. It's located in Switzerland.
Switzerland? Well, that's nice, but kind of far.
Or do you want a good view?
Of course.
Then undoubtedly your best choice is the aerial tram in Chino Canyon.
Over a canyon?
Yes. It's the world's largest revolving cable car. It will thrill you.
Wow. All right.
Or do you prefer a stunning ocean view?
Ooh, sounds great.
Then travel in Hong Kong's Anping 360 cable car with glass-bottom crystal cabins.
Now let's see, which one?
Of course, there are other cable cars that are mostly for local commuters.
I don't know.
They're also splendid rides. The one in Bolivia, South America, carries about 60,000 people every day.
What? Sounds a little crowded.
True. But more than 26 million passengers have ridden the Roosevelt Island tram since it opened in 1976.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
And the Taipei Metro offers cable car service to the Maokun Mountain in Muja. You can ride in a gondola.
Well, what about the destination?
It's noted for tea farming.
Great. Well then, let's do this.
Okay, which one would you like to ride?
All of them, of course.
Rebecca, I have a question for you. Do you like your tea hot or cold?
It depends on the weather.
Well, we're going to learn about hot and cold drinks next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Go to Malcolm's for a nice
a friend helps at all times.